Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of the Pella Marching Dutch, Damian Place, joins us on today's program to recap their special weekend in Pasadena. Damian, obviously, you and I talked about this being a possibility back in early 2021 when you were applying. You kind of kept it on my radar. Then we get to October, the announcement happens. You pull me from state cross country duty. You didn't know at the time, but I was on my way back. And then we go to a fundraiser with Big Red Radio in April to kick off this huge community upswell of support. Another great marching season for the kids. And now here we are at the end of a remarkable trip. Your just initial thoughts about today, this week, and what it meant to start that journey many months ago and to finally see it all come to fruition so successfully.
Yeah, it's overwhelming, Andrew. The journey to get here is so unique because you have to do so many things that you aren't accustomed to doing. So we aren't always in the mode of trying to fundraise to get a band across the country. And we're not always trying to figure out the logistics of transporting our entire percussion section across the country. And so the intricacies of that and the workload of that it was a lot. And it all built to today. And I just had the prayer that today would feel worth it, you know, that it would live up to the hype. And seeing those kids step up to the challenge of today's circumstances, not even circumstances, but to step up to today's opportunity and seize it the way that they did is something that I, as a teacher, will remember for the rest of my life. They were unbelievable. They performed at the highest possible level. They blew the crowd away. Immediately upon our completion, I had text messages from Rose Parade officials in all capital letters telling us how we had absolutely nailed our performance, and they were so proud to have invited us, and we were the perfect band for this parade. So I'm just so proud of them. I'm so grateful for our community. I'm grateful for the opportunity. It was just a perfect day. And our kids, I mean, they are beaming with pride. You know, we made it across that 5.5 mile mark, and we got to the end of that parade route, and they sounded just as good at the end as they did in the beginning. And they were just going for it. So I was elated with them. It was incredible.
Well, and I had the great opportunity, as many people I think are aware at this point, to be embedded with this group for this entire journey. And, you know, that's what you said about the Rose Parade officials wasn't unique just to today, which is today is a special day, of course, but the BandFest performance, which the field show that had really built up this anticipation to this moment back on Saturday, the Disneyland March that almost didn't happen, but did because of the rain, and even some of the fun memories at Disneyland and Thursday. As you think about this experience and what this group of kids and your directors and everyone involved did, I guess give our audience perspective to that if you can, knowing that you're in the marching band world, our audience isn't. What did this group really do this weekend? I think we as a station try to convey that specialness, but I can only do so much of that.
Yeah. Well, we kind of said all fall, all roads lead to Pasadena. And that's a unique way to look at the fall, because we usually end marching band October 14th. But this year, all roads led to Pasadena. And that included these roads when we were here. So we had these performances that led up to today. And the Disney March, to let those kids get that opportunity to march through that setting and have that environment and that crowd. And then the next day to be able to perform their field show in front of that's a national audience, or bands from international audience, bands from across the globe, watching them perform and saying that they've never seen anything like it, or telling us that they have been working with the Tournament of Roses for 20 years and this is by far the best band they've ever seen, or the most exciting show they've ever witnessed. And then the MC of the entire event at all of the festivals, all the things that we come together for, he's been working with Tournament of Roses for many, many years. He pulled me aside yesterday and he said, I didn't see this coming. He said, I didn't see a town your size having one of the best bands in the United States. And when you were done yesterday, I turned to Amy, the president of the Tournament of Roses, and I said, I don't think I would have picked them because I didn't think that they were going to succeed. I thought that they were going to, that's too small of a town. It's too small of a town to be able to pull this off. And he said, I'm blown away. I'm just blown away by your kids and what you're able to accomplish and produce. And then they did it today. I mean, they belonged. There was no doubt in anybody's mind that the Pelham Marching Dutch should have been on that street today from beginning to end. And it was just incredible. I mean, overwhelmingly incredible.
Well, and you say that, and one of the things we've always talked about, and you kind of helped me course correct on perspective, is it always gets back to the music and what the students are learning. But at the same time, it's also important to celebrate when the good things happen. So as you see these kids depart, go back to Iowa, jazz season ahead, orchestra, whatever it might be, you know, what do you hope they truly take away from this? Knowing that, again, that educational opportunity, we just happen to have a big one right here in Pella. And what do you hope, you know, as we think about the end of this trip, which of course is the sad part, is the bittersweet part, is it had to end at some point, that these kids take away as they go back to Iowa?
So as you, if you think back on the trip, all of these big performances happened, but they happened because of everything that went into the performance behind the scenes. You know, those things don't happen without the little steps and the consistent steps that happen before those occur. And even when we're out here, so we're in Pasadena, we get out here, and there is so much work to be done. Unloading a trailer, you know, I don't know if you were here to witness the unloading of the trailer and the giant assembly line of 210 kids passing instruments hand by hand into a giant ballroom and carrying equipment out of that trailer and building prop pieces. And if they what I want them to take away from it, number one, is that teamwork is the secret sauce. If you can figure out how to collaborate with somebody else and work together for a common goal, you're always going to end up further ahead than you were before. And then the other thing is that they're capable of doing so much more than they ever dreamed possible. You know, to march and play for 5.5 miles, at the end of it, it's actually closer to 7 miles. That's hard. But our kids today, they stepped into that role and they persevered and they overcame the adversity of just the sheer expectation to perform for 2.5 hours straight. If they can do that, they can do anything. That's really, I want them to know that they're just incredible people, incredible humans, and they can accomplish anything that they set their minds to.
Well, Damian, it's been a wild trip, I think, for our audience to get to hear a little taste of what I've gotten to see these past few days, and appreciate you helping us and working with the station and making sure that I could be here. And I know our audience so appreciated the photos, the updates, and getting to hear what the kids were doing on this really, really special once in a generation, we hope, trip. We hope there's more generations of Marching Dutch you get to come here. Damian, appreciate what you did for us, and obviously get some rest if you can, and look forward to the next great thing the Pella Band program's doing.
Well, we want to say thank you to you. I mean, this is, you've given up your time and your energy to promote some pretty amazing kids. And so we're so grateful for that. We're grateful for the station. And like I say every time that we talk, I am so grateful for the community of Pella. Top to bottom, it's just amazing what we have accomplished as a community.
If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbless.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.